Time to check out what's making news around the world. Stephanie Smales is back. Hello, Steph.
Hello, Fran. Let's talk Brexit. As we've heard this morning, the UK Prime Minister Theresa May has outlined her plan for ongoing negotiations, ruling out a second referendum on leaving the European Union. But she is going to dump a fee that millions of EU citizens living in Britain would have had to pay to stay. The fee was the equivalent of about $117 Australian dollars, and potentially this is less about the money and more about giving EU citizens certainty in this process. It goes to the human impact of this ongoing political fight. So we're seeing lots of the political argy-bargy in Parliament, but this deal or no deal will affect real people too. So the Prime Minister, Theresa May, addressed the issue in the House of Commons.
A number of members have made powerful representations about the anxieties facing EU citizens in the UK and UK citizens in the EU who are waiting to have their status confirmed. We have already committed to ensuring that EU citizens in the UK will be able to stay and to continue to access in-country benefits and services on broadly the same terms as now in both a deal and a no-deal scenario. Indeed, the next phase of testing of the scheme for EU nationals to confirm their status has launched today. And having listened to concerns from members and organisations like the 3 Million Group, I can confirm today that when we roll out the scheme in full on the 30th of March, the government will waive the application fee so that there is no financial barrier. So there is no financial barrier for any EU nationals who wish to stay.
As well as dumping that fee, Theresa May has told MPs she will hold more talks with the EU to resolve issues about the Irish border. That's a crucial issue for the UK government, and it's vowed whatever else happens, there will be no return to a visible border between the two jurisdictions of Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. Now, Article 50 came up a lot in today's parliamentary proceeding, so it's worth a look at that too. Article 50 refers to the part of the European Treaty that sets out the rules for leaving the EU. Now, the crucial detail is that it gives negotiators 2 years from the date of notification to work out new arrangements, and that's nearly up. So Theresa May has outlined the options for asking for an extension or withdrawing the notification altogether, which would mean staying in the EU.
The right way to rule out no deal is for this House to approve a deal with the European Union. That is what this government is seeking to achieve. The only other guaranteed way to avoid a no-deal Brexit is to revoke Article 50, which would mean staying in the EU. There are others who think that what we need is more time, so they say we should extend Article 50 to give longer for Parliament to debate how we should leave and what a deal should look like. This is not ruling out no deal, but simply deferring the point of decision. And the EU are very unlikely simply to agree to extend Article 50 without a plan for how we are going to approve a deal.
No change.
So when people say rule out no deal, the consequences of what they are actually saying are that if we in Parliament can't approve a deal, we should revoke Article 50. Yeah. Mr. Speaker, I believe this would go against the referendum result. Yeah. And I do not believe that is a course of action that we should take or which this House should support.
Yeah. Gee, they're in a mess, Steph, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And Labor was not backing down in the House of Commons. There are signs behind the scenes that negotiations are making headway, but Labor's Yvette Cooper wasn't backing down in response to Theresa May's statement today.
The Prime Minister seems to be talking as if she lost by 30 votes, not 230 votes. She says now she wants to give Parliament a say on the political declaration and the future partnership. But to be honest, we've heard all of this before.
Yep. Yeah.
If she's serious, why not give Parliament a say before we finish the Article 15 negotiations, not after? Why not put to Parliament some votes on her red lines, including a customs union? Yeah. Otherwise, how can any of us believe a word she says?
So, Fran, the UK is edging closer and closer to a no-deal Brexit, which would mean the UK cutting ties with the European Union overnight, leaving no transition period to work out any issues. And the BBC says there's 36 more working days for the House of Commons before the deadline, so Theresa May and her colleagues have their work cut out for them, Fran.
So the pressure is on. Steph, thank you very much. Stephanie Smale. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 11 minutes to 7.